This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. So here's a question. What is the Petraeus Doctrine today? The storied approach to counterinsurgency warfare, which Petraeus pushed with so much success with two presidents, now has a new legacy. Is General Petraeus on this wider scandal now a symbol for some kind of apparent moral lapse in the leadership class in the modern U.S. military? Conversations on the program this week have raised all kinds of issues that we want to explore this hour. There are family issues for people in the military. We're going to talk about those, as well as a wider discussion of the relationship between the military and American society at large. Does the Petraeus Doctrine now symbolize an insulated bubble at the top of the chain of command where normal rules don't apply? Well, we put that question to you. Should there be a higher standard for those for whom we give so much responsibility? Frimet wrote on our Facebook page, no, they should not be held to a higher standard unless it poses a threat to our national security. We've lost too many great politicians to America's obsession with morality. Their personal lives should be separate from their public political lives. But is the question, the real question here, the military's own sense of being separate?
My name is Saladin. I'm calling from Detroit. And I think for decades now, we've been authorizing our military essentially to behave in whatever manner it sees most fit. And we can be hardly surprised if a leader kind of takes on that culture in his personal life.
That's the debate out there among all of our listeners. And there's plenty of military voices out there as well. Listening from Texas here, Corporal Visano.
We are guarding the freedom and the American way of life. As such, if we are to spearhead, we have to reflect what the Army value is, but also what the American values are. And so because we are constantly in the open, because we are constantly fighting on the ground, because we're always up front, it is imperative that rules and regulations must be maintained. And well-disciplined soldiers will prevail at the end of the day. And we are not superior to the American people. We serve them. And that's the most important thing that we always have to remind ourselves. We serve the American people.
Thanks so much for all those contributions. And you can reach out as well at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. But this question of morality and standards and discipline, for that matter, all just tiny pieces of the pressures and sacrifices that military families have to make all the time, pressures that have certainly multiplied in these times with two prolonged wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Siobhan Fallon joins us now. She's the author of You Know When the Men Are Gone, a collection of stories about American soldiers and their families. Crystal Spell writes the blog Army Wife 101. And Mike Schindler is a Navy veteran, author of Operation Military Family, How Military Couples Are Fighting to Preserve Their Marriages. Welcome to all three of you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Great to be here.
Thanks, John.
Siobhan, let me just say, what is your connection and sense of sacrifice in your own family as far as being a military spouse is concerned?
Well, to reflect some of the comments from your listeners, I don't feel that there's a certain pressure for military spouses to to act as if they are keeping up appearances of any sort. I think that there's more of an idea of acting as a role model. And I feel like that's what our leaders try and do as well, instead of behave in a way that is set apart from the rest of the military or from American society.
What were your thoughts about Holly Petraeus, who by all accounts has sort of really hung in there with David Petraeus in his very long career, and you know, what you have to do to get to be a four-star general and all of the times that he's been absent? Did you have any thoughts of sympathy, empathy for her over the last several days?
Oh, absolutely. I feel that she's put in a really tricky position with the spotlight that's sort of shining upon her family. And I think her and her husband have been an exceptional team in working together for military families. And of course, you know, with General Petraeus's often very long deployments and being away from his family. And I don't know, nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors. And I think she's been very supportive of him. She's been very supportive of the military. And I admire her greatly and really hope that she sees some light at the end of this tunnel.
Siobhan, let me push you a little bit here, and in a nice way, I assure you. You've been a military spouse, so to speak, for 12 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Your husband's a major now?
He is.
Did you ever have moments where he's been gone too long? I think things are, you know, not going to make it here. Or moments like, man, I am hanging in here. There better be a payday at the end of this.
Yeah, I think like any marriage, I mean, there's so much hard work involved, and the necessity of constant communication, which is pretty difficult to get when your husband is deployed for a year at a time. So military families, you know, they make do. There's a lot of emails. We use Skype. You try and connect as often as possible, but of course there's a strain. And I think the adage that a deployment can make a strong marriage stronger is definitely true, but unfortunately the inverse is also true. So if there are difficulties in a marriage before deployment, they're definitely going to arise when these two people are spending so much time apart and, you know, juggling the usual problems of marriage with finances, children, and of course, whatever temptations they might have as well. So
indeed. No, I hear it. I hear it in your voice there. But thanks so much for your candor. Siobhan Fallon, the author of You Know When the Men Are Gone, a collection of stories about American soldiers and their families. Crystal Spell, your thoughts and what are your experiences here that might relate to Holly Petraeus or some of the other stories that we've heard over the last few days?
I mean, I definitely feel for her, not just as a military spouse, but as a wife in general. You know, I think that as a military spouse, there is a definite sense of feeling more for her, because I know personally what it's like to go through deployments and your spouse being gone for so long. And of course, her husband being in the high position of power, you know, he was in, it's definitely a loss. And there's definitely some sincere sympathy for her.
Mike Schindler, what are the pressures as you rise to the top of the chain of command for families who've hung in there for, in the case of Holly Petraeus, decades, really? Mike?
What I think you find as men and women graduate or kind of excel through leadership is what some of the other comments have been, John, is the sense of providing a clear role model, leadership. In all areas, whether it's in their personal life, professional life, but setting that example for the others to follow. And I think as we gain power, we often as humans think we can begin to make our own rules. And so we begin to think that, you know, we can get away with some things that maybe other people can't. Now, I think it's important to note that, you know, the military takes this very seriously. You know, the military views this as unacceptable conduct. It's a firing offense, but you know, General Petraeus was serving in a civilian role. And even then, you know, the difference between going from a military lifestyle into the civilian sector also presents some of its own great challenges. How do we conduct ourselves in a civilian place? What are the different responsibilities and roles that we need to play there as well?
That's Mike Schindler, who's a Navy veteran, author of Operation Military Family, How Military Couples Are Fighting to Preserve Their Marriages. Crystal Spell, do you think that the level of sacrifice of military families as time goes on produces a sense of entitlement, that if you get to the top, you feel as though, man, I have paid my dues. I'm gonna blank, have a little fun here, or, you know, it's payday time for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. No, not necessarily. I mean, I can't speak for anyone, but I definitely don't think that there's a sense of entitlement that should happen once you reach that level, of course, as General Petraeus' power. I think that the military definitely has a sense of morals that they instill in the military themselves. And even as far as military spouses, we come up right behind that, being the spouses of those, you know, in the military. But I definitely don't think there's an entitlement, and I don't think there should be.
But you are saying there is a pressure to be the perfect couple, right? Crystal, that must be tough.
Certainly, yeah, I do think so, to a degree. Because it's the military, you know, there's that longstanding tradition of, for the military themselves, the commitment and honor. And in my husband's case, he was in the Marines, you know, Semper Fi, always faithful, not only to your brother and sister in arms, but to your family. So, yes, I think that's definitely out there. But I just think it's a thing of, it's between you and your family. I would hope the public understands that, yes, we are military and military spouses, but that at the end of the day, we are humans, too. When they take off the uniform and when they come home.
It's Crystal Spell, who writes the blog Army Wife 101. Her husband is a sergeant in the National Guard right now. He served in the Marines, Army, and National Guard, though. Mike Schindler, what does the Pentagon do to try to help military families out? And is there any sense in the lower ranks that four-star messed up? too bad for him?
Well, yeah, too bad for him. I think in the military, you're going to find that General Petraeus is well-respected. I think the general sense is that, you know, his extramarital affair is unbecoming, but his ownership of it is certainly honorable. And I think everybody is providing well wishes and prayers to the Petraeuses as they go through this time. You know, that in the military, there's a judicial way of approaching this and a non-judicial way. The challenge is if, you know, it only applies to the uniform and not the spouse. So somebody that's in the military, oftentimes they may be under some form to improve contact. But if it's the spouse who is not in the military that is cheating, that provides a whole different dynamic inside that relationship as well. So it's a challenge. The military takes it very seriously. They say, listen, there's a couple things that have to happen in order for this to be a big issue. And I don't know, John, of any time that there has been somebody really targeted because they had an extramarital affair. I mean, number one, you've got to prove it happened. Number two, you've got to understand whether it impacted the performance of that individual or the military's ability to do its job. And number three, you've got to determine whether or not there was damage. It damaged the public's faith in the armed forces. So there's a number of things that have to happen in order for somebody to be court-martialed for an affair. But that being said, the military certainly doesn't condone it. And I don't think America really condones it either. And some of the other contributors here said it very well. At the end of the day, we're human. So despite the rank we hold, we're still married. Anybody in leadership is expected to rise above and be different than the common American. And unfortunately, when you're in a leadership position, a lot of eyes are on you.
Mike Schindler is a Navy veteran, author of Operation Military Family, How Military Couples Are Fighting to Preserve Their Marriages. Siobhan Fallon, I want your final thoughts, if you can, just before we go.
Sure. I thank both of you, military spouse and Navy vet, and all of our other soldiers out there. And I think the intense scrutiny that are put on our leaders, you know, part of that is because we respect them so much and want to sort of learn from them. And I'm hoping that some of the findings in a few of these other cases, General Allen, for one, will show that he did not behave inappropriately. And indeed,
it looks as though that's where that is headed today, although we don't know. Siobhan Fallon, thanks so much. She's the author of You Know When the Men Are Gone, a collection of stories about American soldiers and their families. Crystal Spell writes the blog Army Wife 101. And Mike Schindler's a Navy veteran and author of Operation Military Family, How Military Couples Are Fighting to Preserve Their Marriages. You can weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.